The thing about a good argument is you can feel it in the air. It's electric.
No, you're saying that alcohol will bring it back to life. You're the one that's saying that.
Tisbury's polling place is closing, but these people are still arguing about the big issue of the day, ballot question one. Voters are deciding if they'll let local restaurants serve hard liquor. At the moment, restaurants can only sell beer and wine, but there's no place in town where you can get a cocktail or a mixed drink. Mark Antonori thinks this decision is a no-brainer.
Instead of getting a glass of beer or wine with their meal, they could have a vodka tonic or anything else they wanted.
Antonori's the general manager of the Copper Walk. It's an Asian restaurant in downtown Tisbury.
I think it's just a good move for the town and gives people choice. Our guests gives them a choice of what they want to have to drink.
Every summer, crowds of tourists stream off the ferry to Martha's Vineyard. Most of them skip straight through Tisbury and head for places like Oak Bluffs or Edgartown. The people of Tisbury believe that's where they're finding energy, action, and of course, liquor. And this drives business owners crazy.
This is the sound of Tisbury's Main Street on a Saturday night.
There's no real nightlife in Tisbury. By 6 p.m., Main Street's dead. Antonori believes if he and other restaurants could serve liquor, it would help the town's economy. And it looks like there are a lot of people who agree.
So far I've counted one, two,
I'm walking down
three,
Main
four.
Street, counting all the signs supporting question one.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
In purple letters, I'm told over and over again to vote yes on one.
31, 32, hanging in the window, and 33.
One of the only vote no signs belongs to Seth Gambino.
I mean, I'm not a dummy. You get people drunk, they're going to want a burrito. That's not my point.
Gambino owns a burrito place called La Chaza. It's just down the street from the Copper Walk. And for him, the question isn't about making more money, it's about the future of Tisbury.
We aren't to the point where we need to be using what I consider a nuclear option, wherein we fundamentally change the character of our town.
Gambino worries that Tisbury is going farther down a path it started on in 2010. That's when the town decided to allow the sale of beer and wine in restaurants. Before this, it had stayed a dry town, even after the United States lifted prohibition in 1933. So for decades, you could bring your own alcohol into restaurants, or you could go to another town to drink, but you could not buy alcohol in Tisbury. For Gambino, selling liquor in restaurants will only change Tisbury for the worse.
Again, I'm not a prude. I will drink anybody under the table. I'll just do it in Oak Bluffs and Edgartown. This isn't the party town.
A lot of people who live in Tisbury see it this way. It's always been a community where children could safely ride their bikes downtown at night to get ice cream. And that's the town Gambino and others are afraid of losing. It's not specifically question one that's dangerous, but it's the idea that if liquor comes to Tisbury, it will open the door to the possibility that someday there will be bars and liquor stores. And then, who knows? And that's a transformation Gambino doesn't want to see. And he isn't alone.
Wow, it just looks totally different than downtown.
Oh yeah, this is the high end, believe me.
Asa Jones is driving me around Tisbury, a place she's called home for over 30 years now. We're driving through a maze of trees. The road we're on leads to the edge of the island.
See, vote no on question one. Down here, they don't want it either.
In fact, we don't spot a single vote yes sign, and that's how Jones likes it.
It is a matter of character. I don't want to be like Oak Bluffs. I'm sorry. I mean, Oak Bluffs has lots of bars, and there's police presence heavily in the summertime because people think too much and they fight. It's not a good... I don't want to see that on our main street.
People feel that it's going to open the floodgates to bars and a night scene like, you know, some might compare to Oak Bluffs.
Sarah York is the president of the local business association in Tisbury. She thinks the Oak Bluffs comparison is a little ridiculous.
The people who are against this vote are saying, oh, well, this means there's going to be package stores and bars. And it's like, well, that won't happen unless we vote on it. That's what town wants. That's what they'll get.
It's hard to say if Tisbury will change if liquor's served or if bars come to town. And there isn't really a way to tell if more people will stay in Tisbury if restaurants serve liquor. Both sides of this issue believe what they believe because they think they're doing what's right for Tisbury.
Unlike a lot of the issues facing the island, this feels like an issue that's intensely personal.
Bowden Van Riper is a research librarian at the Martha's Vineyard Museum. He thinks this debate is about a community struggling with change. Tisbury's facing a lot of issues with no clear answers, like rising costs of living, the opioid epidemic, and eroding coastlines, just to name a few. But question one is simpler. Residents can stand up and make their voices heard because it only demands a yes or no answer.
It's another installment in the ongoing conversation. Should we change or should we stand firm?
The question asks people how they want their community to move forward. It's an issue that hits close to home. And that's why.
If you're the one that's saying
and you're
that
saying it would bring that alcohol
it back to life, and we're
kill
saying
it.
It's not dead.
When the polls close, people are still arguing.
You're arguing.
It is not true.
With a cold
it's
hard
not
fact.
True. Go Google it.
Hard alcohol.
The vote eventually comes in. Liquor is coming to Tisbury. This issue divided the town, but to go forward with a shared identity, residents will ultimately have to put their differences aside.
Yeah, that's mine.
All right, have a great night, lady.
Should I give you two?
And soon I'll see you there for a glass of whiskey.
Oh, I don't drink whiskey.
No, I will. You can have a wine. Oh, you have the whiskey. Because we'll good. Have choices, and that's what America's about.
In Tisbury, Massachusetts, I'm Mitch Borden.